Checking in. This is Chima from Chima Chats Foot. We are recording live here at the home of my good friend and gooner, Darius Burgos, in Virginia Beach, Virginia right now. And we just witnessed the 5-0 thrashing, to be nice, we'll call it that, from City. And I said, this is the first time in watching football, chatting foot for 25 years that I've seen Arsenal at the bottom of the table. So Darius is here. You know, I'm going to spin the mic over to him, and he's a gooner. I'd like to hear his thoughts. Give him a second to collect and see what he wants to talk about. But, man, it didn't seem like City had to get out of first gear. It didn't seem like with the back line. And I told him, I said, Kolasinac, Leno, Chambers, Holding, that's a recipe to lose. How to lose a football match? You put those ingredients in the pot first, and it will absolutely turn brown. I don't understand where they go from here. Arteta has the most instructions, the most arm waving, but not the most tactics. You have Ben White, 50 million, COVID, Pepe, something's wrong with him, Lacazette can't start. And Arsenal, like Liverpool a couple years ago, don't have the depth to be missing 4 first-teamers. They just don't have that type of bench. So, Darius, man, talk to me about that game, man. Just go ahead and talk right into the receiver, bro.
Yeah, definitely devastating to see that. Also, currently at approximately 9:40 today, Arsenal at the bottom of the table, which is just disgusting. Fairly new to the football scene, you know. Been rocking for at least like a decade now, though. So I've seen us in way, way better circumstances than currently. But yeah, man, I think most of us already knew kind of what was going to happen today, but you just want to see a little glimpse of some fight, which honestly under Arteta, especially lately, it's like no direction, no fight. Felt like we came in with the built-in excuses of players coming off of COVID, you know, injuries, what have you. But honestly, even if they were there, I just don't know what's our pedigree anymore. Like, if there's even a will to win. So, definitely, once you're looking at nobody being able to find the goal. But, of course, you know, you get six goals. Just, you got 6 goals a couple, like, what, a few days ago. And then you actually come back to the Prem where you need it most. And you're just not getting it. You have one shot today. That was before playing a man down. And then, you know what I mean?
Talk about Granit Xhaka, please.
Yeah. Xhaka, and sadly, it might just be me, but I respected it because I'm like, yo, my man just said, I'm putting it all on the line. I'm going out here. I'm risking it all for this tackle to just maybe spark something. Because if he gets it, maybe. But, you know what I mean? The detriment it caused afterwards of now, we're actually just going to be out here. We were already being outclassed. And now this. But, yeah, when I was talking to Chima when I first saw it, and I was like, okay, we went out there with the 5-4-1. Aubameyang at the top, which is kind of irrelevant if he's going to get no service. And then I was like, even with 5 men back there, these aren't the guys that I could feel confident in, like, stopping anything. It was kind of just like, hey, we'll take our time, and then when we feel like scoring, we will score. Like, but not a lot of effort. We'll just do the classic, like, okay, I'm just going to put this over your heads, and oh, somebody's there. Like, you know, a lot of work for Leno today. He had a couple good saves, but ultimately, I mean, you can only fight off so much. I think, 25 shots. I think 10 on goal. And 5 of those winning. So I don't know how we bounce back, because I don't know if it's even about the players. I don't know if it's just the coaching. It's pretty much the sum of all this. Like, I think most of us who are watching could kind of just go out there and do the same thing of just, hey, you just go out there and figure it out, guys. Because obviously that's what's being told in the locker room, because this is utterly disgusting.
And that's the thing. It's like on football Twitter, which I was talking to Darius about, a super tactic. It's no tactics, just vibes. You know what I'm saying? Just go with the vibes. And I'm like, look, Manchester City is the team. They want to have all the ball. So when you give them a man down in your midfield, it's like, okay, well, That's like, so that's like taking gasoline, pouring it all around your house and giving someone a match. Now, they still have to technically light it, but you made it a lot easier to burn down your house.
And your most experienced midfielder.
And your most experienced midfielder and your vice captain. Like, yeah. I mean, listen, that right there is a prime example of what not to do against City. And City's a good team, but when you literally pave the path for them to beat you, there's nothing. And you saw they were trying to score to the last minute. Arteta used to work there. That's his old job. You know what I mean? He used to go through the visitors, the home entrance. Now he goes to the visitors one. And Pep is still doing tactics until the 85th minute because he wants 6 goals. Why not get 10? And I was telling Darius, every single team through 2 through 10 now went down a spot because of City's goal difference now. You know, and that ruthlessness, that hunger, that damn just psychopathic drive to do the best they can do, that's what makes City winners. Now, they can't win in Europe because they're still a plastic club. But I don't know, man. I don't get it. And I'll give it back to Darius real quick. But who on your bench, I'll give you a second to think about, what do you think could have been done in that game? Who could have been brought on? What tactic could they have gotten into? What do you think? Maybe a 2-0 loss to City, you take your pride, you go home. But what could they even have done? You know? Aubameyang and Lacazette, you don't need to start every game. Ben White, it's not his fault, but when you pay £50 million for a defense, I'm trying to tell people, like, it's inflation, I understand that. But Arsenal, in between Ben White and Aaron Ramsdale, that's £80 million. That's £80 million. Do you know what you could get for £80 million? You could get one very, very good player or about 3 decent ones. And right now, Arsenal just need decent players who can play football week in and week out. They don't need to be going for the world beaters. They don't need to go and go get the world-class players, A, because they're not coming to Arsenal. It's a dumpster fire right now. And B, because they're like, wait a minute, so who's the coach of the team? Kieran Tierney, is he our coach? You know what I mean? Because Arteta, he's just like, look, man, I'm just happy to be here, bro. He was over there giving out daps and high fives at the end of the match, and I'm just like, Jurgen Klopp's a hugger, dog, but Jurgen Klopp will cut you. He's cut players the day after arriving, man. So, Darius, I'll ask you again, man. What do you think could have been something that they could have done, man? Please tell us.
It's actually crazy because it's like, in that situation, being that outclassed, I don't look at anybody that was on that bench that could have actually made a difference. You look at the substitutions. You had Lacazette come in for Aubameyang. Okay, well, that just canceled each other out. Like, what was the point? If you're getting no service, you had one shot. In 90-plus minutes, you had one shot as a team. You had Elneny come in for Saka, and it's just like, what is this really helping? And then you had Maitland-Niles in for Odegaard. But this is after you already lost Xhaka. Like, there's no way to fill these holes and be like, okay, now we could regroup and let's get this going. Because, yeah, you had Lokonga who can come in. And then outside of that, Pablo Mari. But yeah, what are you doing? Like, back line was already getting sliced and diced, and wow. and then your next best option is Martinelli. But at this rate, you're not getting a goal. Like, you're really not getting a goal in this situation. You just needed you needed players that can, like, you know, get some structure. Like, let's go ahead and just, like, let's just not get sliced up. Let's not have them be as calm as they can be. But like I said, losing Xhaka, who is the most experienced midfielder, and he's been with this club for years. Yeah.
Highly decorated international.
So it's like you needed his experience to just actually maintain some sort of discipline in the midfield, because guess what? Y'all guys are going to have to be playing back to assist with this back line that just doesn't cut it. Like, these – you got Tierney. I like him. But outside of that, your Rob Holdens, Cedric,
Chambers.
Like, so yeah, your only other option would have been to put Mari back there, but it's just like, oh, Kolasinac. Like, oh yeah. That's, yeah, just to see how distraught and how unorganized, and it was almost like that. It's like they packed it in. But, I mean, we get scored on within, what, almost twice in, what, less than 15 minutes, like, a play?
I think it's the 7th minute they scored, check.
Yeah, but they got scored on twice in less than 15 minutes.
That's true.
So it's like, all right, yeah, you're not climbing out that hole. And you know they're going to be comfortable. They're going to ride this out. So you kind of just, it's like, we were going to be losing at one end. You don't have the firepower to come back from 2-0 down.
Yep.
And your team doesn't have the composure to stop them from getting more goals. So it's just like, yeah, you're losing on both. Like, you're burning the stick at both sides. And
that's
it's just...
That's good analysis right there.
It's just disgusting. And like I said, I'm about 10 years in. And just to know that Arsenal is sitting at the bottom. -9 goal differential. After starting off with Brentford.
Mm.
You had a chance to start the season off on the right foot.
Yep.
Arteta, you bottled that one. Like, that's how do you allow them to have that head of steam to come in and be like, you know what? I don't care if we don't have all our players. I don't care. We could have went out there with the under-23s, and just still try to put...
Beat Brentford.
Yeah. And then you get Chelsea. And then you get City. And now you're playing catch-up, because even teams like Norwich, who you play next...
Yeah.
Oh, they're feeling themselves. They're like, yo... We're not trying to lose. They're number two. Like, they're at the bottom. We want to stay on top of this. Like, it's going to be interesting. I need to hear Arteta. I need to hear, like, what's really being said. Because I know he's going to say to the cameras, but I really need to know, like, what do you tell them?
Amazon documentary is being filmed this year on Arsenal.
Is it really? This might be the worst year to ever do any stories on... Arsenal, like, football. This is wild. Like, it's almost like I'm just baffled and don't know what to say.
Mm.
And it's what's worse is just knowing that I've said some of these things prior to this game even starting.
Mm.
But then seeing it play out the way it did kind of just, like, reassures, like, yo, this season is going to be... Yeah, this is going to be, like, one of the most catastrophic seasons, I feel like, because also, how do you lure players in to be like, hey, come play? You have no chance of playing in any meaningful competitions.
Not in the Champions League.
Not even the Conference League. So it's like, yeah, you can come get a payday, but it's like, yeah, there's a chance that my stats are going to go down when I come here.
Definitely will.
Like, I'm just going to be subject to ridicule because it's like, you could be, hypothetically, you sign a great defender.
Mm-hmm.
If these are my running mates that I have to try to stop, now I'm going to look mediocre because I'm over producing.
Yes.
To try to just get a result. Same thing with the mid. Same thing with a striker. What's the point of having an Aubameyang and a Lacazette when I'm not going to get service all day long? Granted, you got to have to fight a little bit and then try to just, you know, put your own, like, energy out there. Because we talked about, like, somebody like Mane.
Mm-hmm.
Mane's probably going to take that from 3/4 of the pitch that way. And, like, I'm just going to run this ball all the way through whatever.
Time.
Yeah, like, I'm just going to have to... exert myself that much. Aubameyang can kind of sit there and be like, well, look, what do y'all want me to do? I didn't get the ball.
That's exactly what he does.
Yeah. And then you take him out of the game and get Lacazette, which, guess what? If he can't get the ball or back up on somebody, it's not going to happen, though.
And Lacazette's looking at y'all like, hey, look, if he can't score, what do y'all think I'm about to do around here? You know what I mean? Like, y'all see him just try for y'all want me to do that, too? I don't know, man. And listen, like I said, this is Chima Chaz Foot with my dog, Darius.
Wait, before you get off.
Not a good day for the Gooners.
So what would you say if you're looking at this as you are, like, from your lens, what do you think needs to be done besides obviously not buying players that aren't just going to pan out, like overpaying for lack of production or not even seeing them on the pitch? What do you think happens?
So
what you do?
Right. So what I would do is essentially that first team, it needs to go. Anyone who was a part of this, that's Holding, that's Kolasinac, that's Chambers, that's Pablo Murray, that's Elneny, right? That's already a big part of that. And I could name about four or five other players that need to go. Second of all, Edu, who is in charge of buying the players, he needs to go immediately. People say, get the Kroenkes out. Hey, look, I own the club, buddy. You're not going to fire me. And guess what? Arsenal still makes me money every year, believe it or not. So I'm sorry, dude. I don't even live in the UK. So, like, all that stuff y'all do, I can't hear it in the walls of my 48-room mansion in Palm Beach. So, Arsenal need to be identifying and buying players better. That's the number one thing. And that's why I talk about... So, Odegaard, you had him on loan. He scores 2 goals. And then you say, you know what? We'll take him back for $30 million. Aaron Ramsdale, who came from a lower league team, $30 million, you have a keeper. And you have a keeper who's worth about $30 million. So, in the American football adage, if you have 2 starting quarterbacks, you don't have one. Why are you buying players instead of holding midfielder Thomas Partey? Either he's injured all the time or he's not trying to get involved. Because at Atletico, I'm hearing, you know, that he had a great injury record. And I haven't seen this guy in about 5 months. Partey, oh, remember that? They had a little song and it was a jam. Robbie was out there in front of the Emirates doing a dance. Haven't seen the guy. The midfield is like a freeway. So, first of all, we need to try and sell who we could sell for Arsenal, right? It might not be for a bunch of money, but people need to go because the club needs a reset. It's too easy to say sack Arteta. We all can see now he needs to go. But Darius and I spoke about this a long time ago. And granted, Arsenal beat us in the Community Shield. You know what I mean? Arsenal won an FA Cup with Arteta. I said, maybe I was wrong. But I always said that Arteta was selected because he was a cheaper and convenient and more easy appointment than someone like Carlo Ancelotti, someone like Antonio Conte, someone who would, yeah, they might disrupt things in the club a little bit with their own way, but maybe that's what's needed. Maybe a new Arsenal way is needed. So in between selling a lot of the first team players, including Aubameyang, there's offers for him that have rumors have come in. He needs to go. Use that money, reinvest, and prioritize the youth. Smith Rowe, yeah. Tierney, if he can stay healthy, Saka. I think Odegaard is a decent player. You need to start building around them. You need to build a new core for this team because the truth of the matter is losing is becoming way too routine for Arsenal. Losing is becoming something that is like, what did the commentators say? Oh, well, you know, we expect this a thrashing. It's like, dang.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You expected us to get thrashed? Like, that's not it. So, Arsenal at the point, like you said, Darius, there's so many problems. It's like you come in your house and 30 things are on fire. Yeah. What do you do first? All of them need attention. All of them are really bad right now. So for me, just to recap, what I would do, it's selling a lot of the first teamers, reinvesting that money in decent players, and looking at someone who buys players intelligently. Example, and I you know, obviously I'm a Liverpool fan, so Michael Edwards sold Coutinho for £142 million. That allowed us to buy... Because we can't buy like City and Chelsea. The Red Sox, you know, they like to count their money, so we can't buy like them. Van Dijk and Alisson, that literally revolutionized our entire team. Because when you have a back line, a spine in your team that's confident, a center back, defender, center mid, you're able to actually link play together, which Arsenal couldn't put 5 passes together in to save their life today. Pass, 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 intercepted. Pass, 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 get pressured, out of bounds. So... for me, that's what it is, man. Darius, we got 2 minutes left on a 20-minute banger for the people, man. I'll let you say what you got to say, man. But good to have you on the pod. Yeah. True Gooner, man. I'll end it with 1 minute left of your final thoughts, bro.
Nah, honestly, like I said, it's just going to get worse before it gets better. And it sucks, too, because just like, yo, to have to bear witness to this and know, like, yo, this is going to be a rebuild. Even with us investing the money, it's like, this is still a rebuild process. It's like... you're just going to have to kind of hope that you can get some results here and there to just boost the spirits and, like, hopefully get things back on track. But these top clubs, I just don't see this mind, like, the mindset Arsenal has now, I don't see us going to any of these top clubs. Either if they go to the Emirates or if we're away, I don't see us just getting results like this. Like, so it's like, yo, there's a chance we stay towards the bottom, which hopefully, as an Arsenal fan, I don't want to see that happening because it's just like, yo, I don't want to champion mediocrity or I don't want to champion like a losing mentality. But I think you do have to be realistic and set your expectations at, you know what I mean, kind of just based on what you've seen. And Arteta can't get results with these boys and it's crazy. But, you know, we got a lot more football to go this season, so ain't no telling.
That's what it is, man. That's a short, man. So obviously, Liverpool played Chelsea. I did the match preview part one a couple days ago. I don't want to do too much more on that. I think we're ready for the action. Be good to yourselves. Be good to one another. This is Chima Chaz Foot signing off. Big up all the Reds worldwide. You'll never walk alone. Come on, Liverpool.